are listening to the Gorman Bear Girls podcast. We're just two girls making memories and eating our way through life together. Welcome to our table. Hi, I'm Star.
And I'm Jen.
And we are the Gorman Bear Girls.
Hey, Star.
Hey, Jen.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, we're not at the beach this week.
No, we're not.
Life is no longer a beach. For us.
Right. Basically.
It's now 19 degrees.
Is it even 19 degrees? I don't know.
Last time I looked, it was 19. I don't know. Regardless, it's too cold.
It's cold. Yeah. It's quite colder than it was last week.
Yeah. But we're going to kind of warm up today because we're talking about coffee.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of weather that deserves a nice cup of coffee.
It does. So what was the weather last week? Because we were drinking a lot of coffee last week.
Oh, we were, but at night and early in the morning.
Yeah.
We weren't drinking it to warm up.
No.
We were drinking it just because
we were drinking it to warm up.
Only in air-conditioned spaces.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not on the beach.
No. But that was fun.
Yeah.
We had a good week.
So we should probably talk a little bit about our coffee experience in Punta Cana, because when we talked last week, when we actually recorded from there, we were maybe a tad bit negative about the food. Some of the things did get better by the end of the week.
That's true.
But our coffee experience, I think, was probably the best experience of the week as far as food and beverage.
It was. But not because the coffee at the resort was good like in the morning, because it was not.
It was putrid.
It was horrible. Yeah, I don't know what that stuff was. And
I've
it was
never...
completely inconsistent, and it tasted like turpentine. I don't know what it tasted
it
like.
Was it was so
disgusting.
Bad. Yeah. So bad. Yeah.
Nothing like this coffee that we're drinking now.
No. Mm-mm. No, it was really... It was... Our friends had told us that the coffee wasn't good. But I was thinking, okay, it's like I've had bad coffee before. I could survive on bad coffee.
Right.
I just need a little bit of coffee.
Right.
But
well, the first day it wasn't bad. Like the first one,
right.
We're like, what are they talking about? It's not that bad. But ooh.
There were some days it was not even sippable. I mean, I couldn't even have one sip.
It was not even sippable. It did.
Tracy said that. She's like, this is not sippable. So I'm stealing her line.
Yeah. You know, I think some days it was kind of like coffee that you would expect to get, you know, if you're traveling cross country and you come across these like desolate stretches of road where there's this gas station, like no name gas station, probably where nobody has stopped in who knows, maybe days. I don't know. And the coffee has been sitting in the pot.
Yeah.
Since like the beginning of the week or something. I don't know. It was bad. But that wasn't what it was like at night. And they were using like a whole different situation in that little coffee shop.
Yeah, we actually went to a coffee shop.
Right. And I think it was the girls that were there were the sweetest thing. They like they looked forward to seeing us every night. So we would go every night after dinner, head to the coffee shop, started off. We were ordering, I think we've shared this before, Jen and I are totally into ordering cortados. And so we were ordering our cortados, and there were just a bunch of different coffee drinks that they had. The one that I think became the friend fan favorite was the Monte Cristo.
Mm-hmm.
But we would order our coffees, and they had an incredible also coconut ice cream at the coffee shop that was really good. And then we would play cards for a couple hours.
So while other people go on vacation and they're like heading out to the disco in the evening, we're heading out with our cards and we want to have coffee. Like old people.
Yeah. But it
but
was
we
so
like
much
it.
Fun.
It is fun. Well, we're gamers.
Right.
We like to play games. We're extremely competitive. And just about all of our friends are just as competitive. So it makes it fun. The banter around the table is fun. It's how we choose to spend many of our evenings together.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Not that we don't do some of those other things sometimes, but this is like just kind of more relaxing. Mm-hmm. The time really messed with me. It was just an hour different, but I don't know why it really.
An hour later.
Yeah.
There. It was funny though, because we were tired by like
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at night. And then we were saying, it's only
just
six at home. I don't know. It's the sunshine. It kind of wears you out.
Yeah.
All day long on the beach. Are we making you jealous?
Yeah. It does. That's true.
Yeah.
But that was great. I was just telling my, like, kind of recounting, because my son stopped over today at the house, and I was just kind of saying, this is kind of what we did. You know, it was our typical day. Lay on the beach, read a book. The guys would go do some activities, like they would go play bocce or racquetball or try some snorkeling, or a couple times we, you know, individually, like as couples or as a group, would take a nice walk on the beach, stay there for hours, mm-hmm. and then head over to the pool for a couple of hours or an hour or two, whatever, and then go to the room, take a shower, take a nap, go to dinner, go play cards, go to bed.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was very relaxing. Mm-hmm. Nice and sunny and warm.
Yeah,
I read a great book.
Nice.
You read a great book as well?
I did.
Yeah. What the name of your book was?
I read The Husband's Secret. I cannot remember the author right now. I've read other books by her before. She's an Australian. I read a lot of nonfiction books. So mm-hmm. when I go on vacation, I love to read a fiction book because right. I just want to sort of escape in my mind. And I really enjoyed this book. It was just a fun escape. Nothing too serious.
Oh, you were into it.
I was into
it. Yeah, you were definitely into it because you kept saying, she's about to read the letter. She's about to do that. You know,
yeah.
So it was, yeah, that was good. I read Ruth Reichel's Garlic and Sapphires, which I loved. I have a hard time. I love the idea of reading. I like to read. I have a hard time reading on a regular basis because I can't find the time to kind of fit it in. I feel like the only time I can read is at night, and my eyes go googly on me. Like, I get tired. I get really tired eyes, so I don't read much. So it can take me literally months to finish a book. But it's much easier on the beach if you're just like, hey, I'm lying here. And so you spend an hour and a half, 2 hours each day kind of investing some time in the book while we're just all laying there soaking up the sun. And it was great. So Ruth Reichel is she's a chef, a food critic, an author. And this book was a really great book. It was really cool, especially as a foodie. I think this would be a really good book for a foodie group to kind of read together.
Oh, like a foodie book club. That would be
like
fun.
Like a foodie book club. And then, so in the book, she talks about, it's her, she had just left the LA Times. She was going to the New York Times as their food critic there. And she was doing all of her food investigation, we'll call it, in disguise. And she would become these characters. It was really, really interesting. And then at the end of each little thing where she would talk about where she had gone, you would actually read what she published in the Times. And then she would share recipes throughout the book, recipes of her own or recipes that she had modified from different restaurants that she had gone that like kind of went with whatever that particular chapter was about. And so I think that would be really fun to do, like as a book club or as a foodie book club or whatever, like read the book together. And then when you're going to get together, everybody picks a recipe from the book and.
Yeah. And brings it.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah. And then she left from the time she went to Gourmet, and she's a great author.
Yeah,
I'm excited
like
to read. Yeah. I'll have to lend that to you. I had my son actually pick up three of her books before we left, and I thought, I'm never going to read three books on vacation. I'm going to just take one, but I have two more at home, and so I'm excited to read those too.
Yeah, but we need to quickly go on another vacation so you can read.
That's right. You know what? It's a great idea.
Right.
It's time to schedule another vacation. Anyway, so we're recording, and it's Fat Tuesday.
Yeah. And I feel pretty fat after vacation,
too.
So it's a very appropriate day to record.
Mm-hmm. And in front of us,
oh man,
there they are.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a nice cup of coffee from home that doesn't taste like vacation turpentine, and these delicious-looking pockets of goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Punchki.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter filled. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you can't go wrong.
No.
Unless you have a peanut allergy,
then you could go really wrong. Yeah. Well, so I was thinking so here's what happened. We had talked about this. We're going to have some punchki. It's Fat Tuesday. Might as well enjoy this while we're doing the podcast. I was close to Oakmont Bakery, so I was going to stop in and grab them. So I get there and there were like 60 some people ahead of me. I was just going to get one. I thought, well, we'll just share one. I was going to get cookies and cream. Because I thought if we don't finish it, your kids would eat it.
Right.
But no, I'm just wondering. So
yeah, they're still crazy there. Out the door lines. I was going to take my daughter there for a little Galentine's Day.
Parking is horrendous.
Yeah. And somebody told me, you know, be prepared to wait for about 45 minutes. And it was cold. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to wait. I mean, I don't mind waiting for something good, but I don't want to do it in the cold.
Well, seriously, from what I'm hearing, I don't know that there is any time of day that you can go that they're not busy, mm-hmm. from what people are saying.
Which is wonderful for them. Yeah, wow, what a gift.
I mean, I got there, I think it was like 3:30, 20 to 4 maybe. I'm not positive on the time that I arrived, but it was packed. And I had to wait to get up, like there was a little jam for parking. But I went in and I thought, I'll just go to the counter and I'll buy one. And then I thought, I'm going to wait 60 some people to buy one. So I headed over and I saw they had like the king cakes in the box. And then I'm like, ah, there's all these boxes of punchki. And they had an assorted box, but there were more that were like fruit filled, which I'm not opposed. Like, I like lemon. I know you like lemon as well.
Oh, I love lemon.
And cherry and apple, and I like that, but I thought two things. One, if there is a variety of flavors, I may feel inclined to have to try them all.
Yeah. And that's not good after vacation.
No.
Because we're already supposed to be eating completely clean, and here we are with
punchki.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
So, you know.
So I saw the box that had just all peanut butter, and I'm like, yes. Who doesn't love peanut butter?
Yes.
So there it is.
There it is. Punchki.
Staring right at me. It's like one big eyeball looking right at me.
I know. Maybe we need a bite.
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Take a bite of this.
Let's see what we've got going on here.
All right. First, I think I'm just going to taste the little peanut butter icing on the top.
Yeah? Let's see. What do you think? Mmm.
Mmm. A little peanut butter goodness right there.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to like pop this baby open.
Nothing wrong with a little sweet.
Oh my gosh. Oh, look at that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they are not shy with the filling. That is beautiful right there.
All right, I'm going to take a picture, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe we need to like put this out there. Holy moly. Mm. Yeah, that is a lot of filling. Wow.
I know I said I was only going to have a bite, but you know what? I think I might. Can the whole thing be considered a bite?
If you can fit it all in your mouth, go for it. All right. Here we go.
I can't. There's so much filling. Mm. Oh, it is so good, though. Like the glazed donut with.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Good job, Oakmont Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back for these.
Thank you.
Very good. How long do they have these?
You know what? I feel like this is supposed to be a thing that is just for, like, it's supposed to just be, like, for Fat Tuesday. But, you know, and everybody gives up things for Lent. But mm-hmm. I feel like all these bakeries carry them through Lent.
Yeah.
It's like temptation. Don't give up sweets. Give up something else. Like,
right.
I don't know. Give up watching television.
Yeah.
Give up reading for the next. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but that's good.
Are you going to give up anything?
I don't know. I was thinking about that.
Yeah. I usually give something up every year, but I don't really know yet exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah. I don't know either. Hmm. Okay.
So good.
I'm sliding that over there.
Very good.
Lest I ingest the entire thing. Wow, guys. Head to Oakmont Bakery.
Absolutely.
But I suggest you do it. Like carpool with your friends.
And dress warm if it's cold outside, in case you have to wait.
Yeah, they were busy. But I'm sure everybody was getting, I mean, there were other people getting other things, but there were a lot of people buying king cakes and punchki.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, one of the things that we talked about was, as you know, when we were there in Punta Cana, I keep wanting to say Mexico because that's usually where we go.
Right.
When we were there, we decided it would be really fun because we play this card game called Hands and Feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be fun to have sort of a tournament night with friends. And because we did that every night, played that game and had coffee, that we would have a coffee bar.
Yes.
So we thought we would maybe talk about some of the great coffee shops that we love here in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And then also talk about putting together a little coffee bar.
Yeah. And we'd love to hear some ideas.
Yeah.
One of the things that I really would love to know, and there was a little bit of a language barrier when we were at the resort that we've not experienced to the same degree.
No.
I feel like in other places that we've been, they've been very fluent in English. And I feel as though there were only a few people that could really understand, and they were still, there was still a little bit of a challenge with that.
Yeah.
So we didn't ask, but I'm super curious on those Monte Cristos, which for those of you that don't know, a Monte Cristo is espresso. I believe it's triple sec, rum, and Kahlua. And then they put whipped cream on the top, and they piped it on the top.
Yeah, so it was thick.
It was very thick.
Yeah. But it didn't melt.
No, it didn't. It didn't melt. Even the guys were saying, did you notice like we could drink this down almost the whole way and there was still whipped cream like sitting on the top?
Mm-hmm.
You kind of had to push it out of the way to even to be able it. To get some of the coffee out. I would love to know if anybody know, if anybody's like into that whole like whipped cream baking kind of thing, please send us an email or message us on Instagram. I want to know, how do you get whipped cream to be that thick? There has to be something else in it. It's not just whipped cream.
Yeah. I mean, when I have no idea how this would work for heat because I've never done it with heat. But when I make my pies before Thanksgiving, and if I do a pumpkin, you know, I will put the unflavored gelatin in it. I put it together, thicken it a little bit on the stove, put it into my whipped cream and whip it.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded funny.
Whip it.
So that you don't taste. I mean, it's very thick, and then you can make your pies, prepare things early, put it in the refrigerator, and that whipped cream is not going to melt on you. But I don't know how that will work on heat. I've never done it like on a cup of coffee. But that's what I do when I'm preparing a pie with a whipped cream.
Well, I had wondered too, along that same vein, if you use something like the agar-agar.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not like more of a vegetable base, like the gelatin. But normally in order to activate that, you have to heat it. It has to be like boiled into whatever, I believe. And in any
well,
of the recipes
that I've seen
with it. Well, that's what
you do with gelatin too. You know,
you
have to boil it.
So how do you get it? Then you mix the gelatin with water?
You let it cool. You mix it with a tiny bit of water. Okay. Yeah, you buy it in the packets. It's unflavored.
Hmm.
And you buy it in the packets. And then I read it years and years ago in a Martha Stewart magazine or online, or I can't remember where. And so I thought, that's great, because I like to try to do as much as I can in advance, like for Thanksgiving, say, when I'm doing pumpkin pies, and I do the nice thick whipped cream on top of them. And I don't want to have to be making my whipped cream that day for the pies. I want it all done at once. And that has been a fantastic secret that's helped me so that that whipped cream never melts.
Well, we'll have to try it.
Yeah, well, we can just try
it. And also, like I said, if somebody has an idea, please tell us. I'm wondering, like, mm-hmm. Lori, if you're listening, the Kitchen Whisperer, you may have a great tip.
Oh, I bet she does.
I bet she does. I bet she does know.
The right.
Topless Baker, he might know.
Mm-hmm.
He ought to.
We love him.
We do.
He's great.
It sounds
My
bad, like we're saying,
even.
The Topless Baker, we love him. But he's this, like, young kid, like, it makes it sound like,
yeah,
oh, we love the Topless Baker. But he's so good. If you don't follow the Topless Baker, you totally should. Watching his little videos of these pastries that he puts together are amazing.
They are. Paul, my husband, even loves it.
Yeah.
He'll tell me, did you see his
Instagram story today? Yeah, I know, right? I have everybody in my family following him.
He's great.
Yeah. I absolutely love him. His stuff is just so pretty, and he's just so cute the way he, like, when he, if he has a fail on something, the way that he shares
it's just great.
Like, he's totally upfront and honest. He's always asking everybody's opinion, like, what do you think of this design, or how do you think I should do this, or how am I going to make this work? And I love his little English, British, whatever accent.
Oh, I know. Well, that makes everything better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, he's so funny.
But so, yes, so we want to do this like whole coffee bar thing with the card night, but we've got to find out. We've got to do the whipped cream.
And a friend of ours, Chad, he wants us to try to mix marshmallow fluff in with it because he thinks it tastes a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So he pointed at me at the airport. He said, you're going to do that, right? You are going to mix the marshmallow fluff. And I said I would. So maybe we'll try a batch like that. We'll try a batch with a gelatin. If Lori has an idea for us, we'll try that, and we'll just kind of do a little test.
Well, that's how we've made. I mean, that just makes me think, with Chad saying that, it reminds me more of like when we would make fruit dip.
Yes.
So I wonder if you just do it on less marshmallow fluff than you would do with a fruit dip.
Right.
So that you could pipe it more like a...
Yeah, because it almost pipes like an icing. It does not pipe like a whipped cream.
No. It was thick.
That's why I think it's something way different than like gelatin. Because gelatin, it still has a whipped cream consistency.
Mm-hmm.
It just won't melt on you.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know on a heat. Like, because I just stick that, you know, put on my pie, stick them in the fridge. Totally different thing.
Right. yeah, different application.
Yeah.
It's not going on hot coffee, but.
Right.
So send us some information if you have information about that, please.
Yeah, because we
want to know.
We want to get that ready for our coffee bar.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
March is a busy month, so I don't know that we're going to get it in.
No, April.
Soon.
It'll probably
have to be
April.
An April thing. Yeah. Yeah, March is busy.
Sure
is. In my eye here. All right, so coffee shops in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
We don't get to go out and do as much as we would like.
No, we don't. But we have been and to some really great places. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of a place I went by myself, which is Delaney's.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter-in-law, when they were getting married, she was getting her veil made by a little place, right? Mm-hmm. It's like right across the street almost. And so I sort of wandered in there, found it by accident, hadn't heard of it before because... For me, usually if I'm going to get a cup of coffee, I'm going to go somewhere a little more local, especially if I'm by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I was meeting her down there that day. So I wandered in there and had a cup of coffee. And it's been a couple years now. I may have even had something to eat. I don't know. But I remember just loving the vibe in there. It was super cool. The people who worked there were really great. And I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So what I want to say, though, first, Jen, is to, like, so that people understand, we are not coffee connoisseurs.
We are not.
And so saying that, like, we enjoy a good cup of coffee. We don't, you know, I think when it comes to coffee, like, our boys are probably way more familiar with.
It's kind of a millennial thing. I mean, I remember my sister-in-law, she is obviously not a millennial.
No.
She's a couple years
right.
younger than me.
True.
But I remember she moved to California when we were really young, before Paul and I moved to California for a while. And she came back to visit, and it was for my birthday. And she actually did a coffee bar thing for one of my birthdays, mm-hmm. which was unheard of back then. But she was in California, and they're always a little bit ahead of us.
Yeah.
And she brought a bunch of flavored coffees, and we had those, and that was really cool. But I think if you're from around here, at least we didn't grow up going to coffee shops and hanging at coffee shops like the people in their 20s are doing today. So they really have an advantage in that area that we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
If we really like coffee, we need to sort of educate ourselves on it. But they sort of grew up
right, it's
with
their
that.
Thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, my son has all these opinions about, like, he can tell. I don't know. I think, too, it depends on individuals. Like, some people have more of a refined palate for different flavors,
sure.
you know, and he can kind of tell if things were roasted a long time ago, or, you know, he likes to, when he goes and buys his coffee, he wants to make sure that it was a recent batch. And, you know, if he has stuff sitting around the house for too long, like, he won't drink it.
Yeah.
And his wife will say, I'll drink that. It's don't throw that away. I'll drink that. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care. But yeah, I'm not. So when we, places that we really like, I think it has more to do with the
vibe.
Coffee is good, but more the vibe and
yeah.
the people who are there. Like, at Defer, we really.
Oh my goodness, yes.
They're so great. We love them. They're like really nice people. And I think, I mean, we had gone there several times first for coffee, but mm-hmm. because we do the flight night with the wine with them, we've kind of gotten to know them in a little bit of a different way. And they're just, I don't know, they're just like really sweet.
Right.
Really sweet people. We really enjoy that there.
Yeah, and what they're doing with the flight night is, I think, very unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and,
with the wines.
Yeah, and it's a lot of fun, and you have an education when you're there. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and their coffee is really good. Their cortados. That's what we like to
yeah,
have.
Yeah, we're in a cortado phase.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're, that's our thing these days.
And the designs are so pretty on top, so... Again, that's us with the whole vibe and the design. And
yeah, it's all about the way it looks. What's another place? Espresso Umano.
Yes.
In Lawrenceville.
We've been
that's
there.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Tazadoro.
Yep.
And they have a couple different locations, one up on Highland Avenue in, and I guess that's considered Highland Park there, and then also in Millvale.
Yeah.
Those are both great places, too.
We had coffee at Mediterra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Mediterra.
Oh, yeah. It was really good that day. That
yeah.
food that we had on your we went on your birthday.
We did.
For lunch. It was very good.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't so far for us.
I do, too. It feels like, you know what's so funny is that it really didn't take us all that long, but it feels like it's on the other side of the world for us. And it is kind of out of the way if you don't makes if we're just going there to eat. It's kind of, now there are lots of great shops that are in Sewickley.
Yeah.
So, and that particular day we had planned, we went there and then we went to Luna Boutique, but it's hard. Mm-hmm. Like if you're just gonna say like, oh, let's grab something to eat. I would love to. Maybe it's a good thing that they're not too close, because yeah. I'd be like, hey, let's go grab something to eat at Mediterra. It's very good. And it's so quaint in there, you know, again, nice vibe.
Right. Butterwood.
Butterwood.
Good coffee.
Good coffee. Great desserts.
Oh, man. Yeah. We've talked them up before. Mm-hmm.
For sure. I've never had anything there that I did not like.
I know.
I mean, I've had some things there that I've liked better than others.
Sure.
But I've never had anything that I didn't like.
Yeah.
So good.
And I do want to say about Mediterra, too, before we move on, I don't want to scare anybody from taking a trip out there to try it, because it really is worth it. Even if you're not close to it, go and visit them, because it is very good. It's worth your while, for sure. Yeah.
But look around if you're going to be there. I mean, Sewickley is such a beautiful little place.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Park, and there's different places that you can go. There's other places out there to check out while you're there.
Right.
Yeah, so then you had moved on to where? Where did you say after Mediterra?
Butterwood.
Butterwood, yeah. Oh,
you get the same reaction twice in a row. As if I never said it the first time.
As if you never said it the first time. Butter. I mean, just butter. How could a place that starts with butter in their name not
be good? Life is better with butter.
It is.
We should have a sign hung up in the kitchen that says that. Life is better with butter.
I bet you somebody did do that.
I bet. Yeah, there's nothing new under the sun.
No.
Yeah.
And that just makes sense.
It does.
So good.
And no carbs in butter.
Yeah, so eat up.
I mean,
grab a fork.
Grab a stick.
Yeah. Grab a stick of butter, which is so funny. Funny story. Like, I was going to roll over on my nephew, Max, because he's done this before where he's just pulled butter out of the freezer and started eating it like a popsicle.
Oh, my goodness.
So cute.
That is cute. I don't know if I could do that, but...
Yeah. But I have... My mom tells a story about me. Like, I think I had climbed up on the counter as a little girl, and I wasn't... I mean, I had to be a little bit older than a toddler, but I was eating the butter, and I had it like it was all over me. I was rubbing it in my hair. It's good conditioner.
Oh, I bet it is.
Just slather yourself down in butter.
Sorry, my mouth is full. Eating this buttery.
Yeah. I bet there's
butter
in
goodness.
That.
I bet there is.
Mm. Yeah.
I knew one bite wasn't going to do it for me.
No.
Mm-mm.
So good.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
So what else? I actually went to our Instagram today, and I was kind of looking at the places that we'd been just in case, like our coffee pictures. Oh, you know what? I Sinkers and Suds.
Yes.
That they had some really great cold coffee, iced coffees with their cute little donuts. They're so cute. I'm really looking forward to.
I can't wait for summer.
Food truck season.
Food truck season is right around the corner.
Yes.
I mean, there's a food truck thing this month. We just can't fit everything in. But food truck season is right around the corner. So Sinkers and Suds is a little food truck.
Uh-huh.
And they're oftentimes at I was going to say Phipps. That's not where I meant to say, but at the Frick.
Yes, I love the Frick. It is one of my very, very favorite places to visit
activities.
In the summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I could go every week and be happy.
So Sinkers and Suds, they make these little donuts that are almost like funnel cake. They're like little funnel cake donuts.
They are so good.
Yes.
And they're light and they're just delicious.
Now we're moving on from coffee to donuts. How about Pub Chip Shop?
We had
Pub Chip Shop donuts. We had them. I believe they were at...
we did.
Yeah,
they were so good.
The Bloody Mary Fest.
Yes.
They were there. And then also they were at Brunchburg. Remember the donuts that we got at Brunchburg?
Oh,
that was Pub
was
Chip
that
Shop.
That? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they sold out quickly.
They
were really good. And he sold out really fast, I remember. Because we were thankful to get some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because when we went back around, he was like packing up to leave. People were like, where did you get that?
Yeah.
Gonzo. He wasn't there anymore.
Yeah.
They were all sold out.
Super good.
Yeah. They were very, very good.
You had a wellness shot from, how do you pronounce it? Is it ADDA Coffee House?
Oh, Atta Coffee.
Atta Coffee. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because you posted that beautiful picture. You had gone there with
Christian.
And
let me tell you, I am not typically a fan of some of those different different things like that. Like, I'm not, they seem kind of, oh, I don't know, like matcha. I'm not a huge fan of matcha. I'm just not.
Yeah.
Now, I've had some really good things, like Casey Renee did an incredible dessert, as all her desserts are, at the Whitfield at the Ace Hotel. She had like this ice cream thing that had like a matcha shell on it, and it was really good. But that at Ada, yeah, they had like, it was beet, turmeric, and matcha. You get like the three different wellness. Delicious. They're all so good.
And beautiful.
They're beautiful. Yeah, it looks very, very pretty.
Commonplace coffee.
Commonplace. We like Commonplace.
We like it a lot, and that's in Smallman.
Yeah. They have a couple different locations. They have a location on the north side, and yeah, that's good.
Did you say Tassadoro?
I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were just there not too long ago. I wanted to, when we were talking about donuts, I just saw a place that I think we totally need to try, and now people are talking about it, and I'd heard about it before, but it had kind of like fallen by the wayside. I wasn't really thinking much of it. And darn it, if I won't be able to find it now. Crud. Better Made. Better Made Donut Company. He sells out. It's like this one guy that he, I don't know that he has coffee there, but we're kind of like, we're talking about coffee and donuts since we've got this punch game in front of us. They go together.
It makes sense.
And he sells out every day. Like, he opens at like 6 o'clock in the morning or something, and he's only open until he sells out. And from what I understand, it's like literally, it can be 2 hours, 3 hours. People are there lined up every morning for these donuts. We have to try these donuts. Because
I'm always up for a good donut.
And I think it's like in Crafton Heights or something like that.
Okay.
Better Made.
Better Made.
Better Made. Yeah. I think Good Food Pittsburgh just did a story on them, and there were a couple other people that were talking about them. So got to try that. It's just like a half an hour or so drive that we'll have to make early in the morning. You know, when we're not trying to work off our
vacation
pounds. Yeah.
And we're just doing so great at that.
Yeah, so far, we're really doing a great job.
So something else that I would like to know from people is when they make coffee at home, and maybe there are you okay? She's choking on her coffee. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I had to do something. I didn't hit my head off the mic yet. I had to, like, choke.
Yet, you said.
I got to get, yeah, yet. I mean, and there's still time. Go ahead. When people make coffee at home, do you choke as well?
Well, maybe you're a coffee snob and maybe you aren't, but if you are a coffee snob, where do you like to buy your coffee to make it at home? I know for us, I mean, I know that, you know, there are so many great places. We get ours at the Coffee Tree a lot of times. And because I'm not a huge coffee snob, I just think everything that they have is great. But I know that there are all kinds of places I've probably not even heard of that have great coffees that we could make for our coffee bar the night that we do it. So I'd like to know. If anyone has suggestions.
So I don't want to bring up any particular names yet because we haven't like talked with them, but we did talk a little bit with a local kind of coffee roaster who I said, we'll talk to you after vacation. I would really like to, I'm looking forward to maybe sitting down and talking to people who know about more about coffee.
It's fun to learn things.
It is.
From people. We should always be learning. It's fun. Mm-hmm.
It is. I'm always learning
something. Me too, every day.
I'm learning how hard it is to resist that, sitting on that plate in front of me.
You're doing better than me.
I keep drinking the coffee.
So good. Mm-hmm. All right, so before we wrap up, anything else you want to say?
I don't think so. Looking forward to our nacho tour coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, still accepting restaurant ideas, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Might as well.
Yeah. What, one more week. Maybe we'll make a plan. Maybe we'll announce our restaurants next week since that'll be the week before. So one more week. Tell us where we should go and have nachos and margaritas for the tour. That would be great. And if they want to tell us, how do they do that?
Well, they can message us on Instagram. And if you're not already following us on Instagram, feel free to do that. And that's at Gormandberg, G-O-U-R-M-A-N-D. BURGH, or you can email us. I am star, STAR, that's one R, at Gormandberg, or at GormandbergGirls.com. Either works. And Jen, you are?
Jen at Gormandberg, or Jen at GormandbergGirls.com.
Yep.
They do both work.
They do.
And if you would be so kind to rate and review us on iTunes or wherever it is that you listen to podcasts, that helps other people find us, and we appreciate you doing that for us.
We do.
We really do.
Yeah.
So listen, have a great week.
Yes, and thanks for listening.
Drink a lot of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Oakmont Bakery.
Yes, go to Oakmont Bakery. Get a punchki.
Yeah.
Or whatever bakery. Go to any bakery.
Yeah.
Go to bakeries.
But these are definitely really good.
They are
very
good.
We know that for sure. Yeah. We haven't had them anywhere else.
We're positive that these are delicious.
Yes. So treat yourself.
Yes.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Happy Fat Tuesday. Happy Ash Wednesday.
And happy Lent.
Happy Lent. Let us know, hey, if you're like, what do you think we should give up for Lent?
Oh, man.
Throw that one in there, too. We're not saying we're going to take your suggestions. But we'll share the suggestions with you.
All right. Should we clink our coffee cups?
Sure.
Give us a little clink.
All right.
All right, guys. All right. That was a terrible clink sound. See ya.
Bye-bye.